Get underway. Well, good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. It's really good to get together, and we're very appreciative having our large choir with us, so thank you very much for leading our singing. Alice Charlton is now out of hospital, you'll be pleased to know, but she is recovering at home. It's going to take a bit of time yet, so please continue to remember her and the family in your prayers. It is a difficult time for a lot of people, whether that be individual circumstance or to do with the coronavirus, and we do need to look out for each other and obviously pray about the situation. Thank you to all those people who have brought in your money box, whatever its size and its shape. These will be collected with their contents, of course, later in the service. And please do remember to take it home with you after the service. And if anyone would like a house money box like this one, great, do see me after the service, and I'm very happy to give you one. I made this one up this morning. They're in kit form, but I'm very happy to build it for you. And to do with that, Nigel Tunley would appreciate a couple of volunteers tomorrow morning between 10 and noon to help count the money box contents, because you appreciate it's a more than the normal Sunday. So if you can help, please speak to Nigel, who is behind you. Look behind you, it's Nigel. So if you can help, the only perk Nigel says is a free tea or a coffee. So that's all we can offer, but well worth it. Thank you.
From the Psalmist. I lift up my eyes. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us come now to worship. This chant that we're going to sing is from the World Church, and it's from Pakistan. And I don't know about you, but I can really hear. I mean, imagine being a Pakistani Christian, right? Think about being an oppressed minority. And I think you can really hear this as we sing. We say the psalm together. I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never dozes or sleeps. The Lord will guard you. God is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. God will keep you safe. God will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. Amen. Have a seat. Let's join together to pray. Let us pray. Lord our God, maker of heaven and earth, we belong to you. We gather in this place today. We have the freedom to gather here in the way that our brothers and sisters around the world do not. Let our hearts rejoice in the fact that we are here together. Thank you. Thank you on this day that we haven't had to go to work. Thank you on this day that we've been physically able to get ourselves here. Thank you that on this day we weren't so frightened that we felt we had to stay at home. Thank you that on this day our country is not at war. Thank you that we who are your people have freedom to gather to worship. We thank you. Lord, we confess that we are sorry for the times when we pretend that we don't belong to you. We're sorry for the times when we haven't stood up or stood out for the things that we should have. We're sorry for those times when we've remained in the dark, too afraid to shine in the light. And we're sorry for those times when we let injustice happen and we didn't speak out. Forgive us. And the Lord says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from you. The Lord says, know that you are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the darkness, when nobody thinks that anything really important will happen, in the darkness, he sneaks to have a conversation with Jesus. His name is Nicodemus, and Sue Watts will read this passage to us.
The reading is taken from the Gospel according to John, and it's chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And it's taken from the New Revised Standard Version, which I think actually I've got before me here. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, how can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Thanks be to God.
Amen. So for the next 4 weeks, we will come across scriptures which are about how does John's community stay loyal to Jesus? And this is somebody who comes as a rabbi to know more of Jesus. So what we're going to do in a moment, once we've finished, is we are going to divide into groups. Some of you might have heard that reading and thought, you know what, blimey Charlie, I need to get my Bible out and go and sit in a corner and just reread that and really give it a good old look. Good, do it. Others of you, I wonder whether any of you have ever done anything that was risky? And I wonder whether, rather than in the night time, I wonder whether in the daytime people know that you're a follower of Jesus. So there'll be time for discussion here, time for reflection either in the foyer or in the meeting room, time to respond to such a text, to such notions of dark and light, poems, time to reflect practically in the hall. Do what the Spirit leads you. If you just want to sit where you are with your Bible and not talk to anybody, just shut your eyes and nobody will do it. But we'll have a group speaking in Korean in that corner there. You're not nailed to your seat. Get up and move. Do what you need to do. Okay? Nod if you know what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful thing. Let's join together to sing. Our God reigns. So the questions are, what risky steps have you taken with your life, and how might others know that you are a follower of Jesus? Should we join to sing as people come to join us? Pardon? Lost off the choir, they've run away. Can't say I blame them. Should we join to sing? Have a seat. So we join together to pray. Let us pray. God so loved the mighty oceans and the majestic mountains, the rolling hills and the far-reaching plains, the plants and animals, insects, the birds, the powerful web of dependency and resilience. We pray for the safety of our world that God, you love so much. Make us agents of love for this world, committed to the well-being of every species and all space. We pray for those who've taken some massive decisions to try to protect the earth. Those that have left their schooling behind, their families, their homes. God so loved this home for humanity. In all its variety, its shape, its colour, its language, its identity, with this range of story, God came in the Son not to condemn but to save. We pray for all those who feel that at this time they are beyond saving. We pray for those who feel that they are overwhelmed by the darkness. The darkness of addiction, the darkness of bullying, the darkness of loneliness, the darkness of failure, the darkness of illness, and close circling death. Be light. Help us to be light for one another. And when we are in darkness, give us the strength to take one step beyond it. To remember ourselves as your loved children. So we bring those things that are heavy on our hearts and minds, the pictures we've seen, the stories we've heard, and we bring our prayers for ourselves, all of them, in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may wonder about these wee houses. The idea is that they're an opportunity. Just, you know how you come, increasingly you don't, but you know how one comes home and one's got a pile of sort of coppery shrapnel in your pocket and that the plan is that these wee houses are where you put your coppery shrapnel. So if anybody, or sometimes more substantial than that, anybody's got their wee houses? Yep, brilliant. Let's have them up here. Clearly in the Charlton House, we don't use a wee house, we use a milk bottle, because we're so classy. Beautiful. Anybody else? Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you. Oh, see, olive's the same. Oh, that's good. Up there. Go on. No, I'm not, you're not skipping off. Thank you. Have you actually got yours, or is it still a wee house, or is it like ours? It's a... Oh, you've done it. Well done. Thank you. So I thought you were coming in with a pile of... Yeah. Now, our offering will be received. I will not offer to the Lord our God that which costs me nothing. Let us pray. Lord, the bits of change and the bits of shrapnel are not significant. Heartfelt offering is what you require of us. accept the offering of our lives. The bold, risky stepping out for you. The use of our time, our presence in situations, our asking of questions, our campaigning, our praying, our giving. And may this money be part of your work done through this building and through this community, that it would be part of the work of your kingdom and a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. Lord, we pray. Amen. Breathe on me, breath of God, is our final hymn we join to sing. So let us go from this place to live with God's Spirit within us. Let us go from this place to reach out to all those that we meet. Let us go from this place to help others to experience the sense of belonging that we already know in Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.